Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 13th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our History of Trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today I have an Open Outcry Traders History Project interview with a longtime CBOT member who served as a board member of the CBOT and CME group, and whose father started at the CBOT as a young boy after attracting the attention of a neighbor for his entrepreneurial activities cutting grass. Thus began a multi-generational experience in Chicago's futures markets. More details to follow. It was not just a couple of the hottest days on record in July, as reported earlier. Bloomberg is now reporting the Earth has experienced the 10 hottest days ever, put people and livelihoods at risk. Vox is also reporting that it's even hot in Antarctica, where it's winter, while NPR is reminding us that heat waves in Europe last year caused 61,600 deaths, according to a study. In Death Valley, where it is supposed to be hot, the temperatures are approaching 130 degrees Fahrenheit, scorching the Southwest U.S., AccuWeather reported. Meanwhile, yesterday, Chicago had some severe weather across the region that saw tornadoes near O'Hare Airport and other locations, the Washington Post reports. One of those tornadoes was on the north side of Elmhurst, my town. The Wall Street Journal reports the city of New York is considering air quality regulations for inside buildings following this summer's smoky haze in the Big Apple and the COVID-19 issues the city faced. I always enjoy stories from the Harvard Business Review. Today they have a story titled, "The Six Ways to Grow a Company." That is a subject we should all appreciate. For those of you who are math challenged or like the thrill of the lottery, the Powerball lottery is one of the largest. It is up to $875 million, the New York Times reports. Powerball has gone 3 months without a winner, leading to that lofty prize. Good luck. Nico Farr shared on LinkedIn that he is starting a new position as chief operating officer with Quantitative Brokers. It was bad enough in the 1970s when soccer, or football as the rest of the world calls it, invaded the United States. Now Bloomberg is reporting that the ultra-rich are betting the next big American sport is cricket. The story says the inaugural Major League Cricket starts this Thursday in Dallas. Quite frankly, I was still adjusting to picketball as a fast-growing U.S. sport. Ceres, a sustainability nonprofit, and the California Department of Insurance, the largest U.S. state insurance regulator, are hosting a webinar, Climate Risk Management in the U.S. Insurance Sector, on July 27th, 2023, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The webinar will review the results of a 2022 survey of 1,500 insurance companies representing 80% of the U.S. insurance market by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. For the first time, survey questions were aligned with recommendations on climate risk reporting from the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD. You can learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were FAQ, trademarker at close, the TMAC. The second story was Option Volatility Indicator developer Guy Cohen talks to JLN about the OVI, his career, and building a hedge fund. And the third story is Tom Hutchinson, Open Outcry Traders History Project, Part 3. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our OIC coverage. Matrix Execution CEO Alan Greenberg on options trends, 24-hour trading, and how Tony Saliba got the band back together. JLN talked to Alan Greenberg, the CEO of Matrix Executions, at the OIC conference in Nashville in April. Matrix Executions, an agency broker-dealer, started in February of 2018, so it just turned 5. It was formed by the old management team that ran LiquidPoint and then converted the options to ConvergeX after Dash took over ConvergeX, Greenberg said. Tony Saliba, the company's co-founder, started making calls saying, "Hey, we want to get the band back together again if you're interested." Greenberg added, "So they put together a matrix and took the old ITG derivatives broker-dealer and combined the two ITG, since purchased by Virtu, is one of its investors." You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "When parents want to pass down furniture you hate, an awkward true story." The battle of the secretary started in the spring of 1991, when I was in my 20s. My mother began the offensive. "Would you like to have my secretary?" she asked. She was referring to a desk, a mahogany behemoth that stood for many years in the living room of the house where I grew up. It was 8 foot tall and almost 4 foot wide and pretty much loomed over our normal size center hall brick colonial. My comment, I have a theory about dining room tables. Everyone has their parents' dining room table. My father had his mother's dining room table at our house in Wisconsin. I have my father and mother's dining room table at my house in Elmhurst. And we have plenty of ugly furniture that has been passed down from all sides. Here's a story from Bloomberg. New ranking lists the world's 50 best vineyards to visit. Argentina's Catena Zapata was just crowned the number one wine estate in the world to go experience firsthand. A vast blue sky, a backdrop of awe-inspiring snow-covered Andes Mountains, and a spectacular pyramid-shaped adobe building that looked like a Mayan temple surrounded by vines. That was my first impression of Catena Zapata, one of Argentina's most famous wineries, on my first visit almost 2 decades ago. Winemaker Nicolas Catena put Argentina Malbec on the world map. My comment, little known fact, the vineyard for Ripple moved up 2 spots. Mad Dog 2020 is still at the bottom. Here are the top 3 stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most read story Wednesday was how a $10 billion tax trade unraveled for a commodities house from Bloomberg. Second was FAQ trade marker at close TMAC from the CME Group. And third was amendments to the CME and CBOT Rule 524, trading at settlement, TAS, basis trade at index close, BTIC, and basis trade at cash open TACO transactions to include trade marker at close TMAC transactions, a special executive report from the CME Group. That's a mouthful. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is a report from Acuity. The headline, Acuity launches Asset Management Expert Network. Acuity today launches its Asset Management Expert Network, the latest in its series of networks of senior executives focused on the global derivatives markets. Acuity Expert Networks provides a virtual forum through which senior executives can gauge sentiment and benchmark approaches to common challenges. Each quarter, members of the network have the opportunity to pose questions anonymously to their peers. These questions are then sent to the network and aggregated in a quarterly report, which provides an analysis of attitudes and approaches to the challenges that network is facing at the time. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "Is the banking crisis over? We could be about to find out. Big banks likely had a decent second quarter, but jury is out on the smaller ones. Lenders will sort through the damage from this year's banking crisis when they report their financial results starting Friday. Earnings for the second quarter will show whether the recent failures of three lenders and a slowing economy are eroding what has been a long period of strength for the industry. Earnings are expected to fall 7% in the quarter from a year earlier, according to Keefe, Bruett, and Woods." And then finally, here's a story, this one from FIA Market Voice. FIA Leipzig Forum focuses on energy crisis commodities regulation. Market participants and regulators gathered in Leipzig to discuss the crucial issues affecting European energy and commodity markets. FIA held a forum in Leipzig, Germany on the 29th of June, bringing together market participants and regulators to discuss recent energy market events, regulatory responses, and areas for future growth in the energy and commodity trading and clearing arena. Thank you for listening to the John Lothia News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothia newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.